Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The story seemed to have everything. Entertainment. J.C. Treader calling Russell Wilson a wuss. Lamar Jackson saying the microphone on his phone wouldn't work. But alas, the main thing that it had was it seemed obvious that the NFL colluded to not pay quarterbacks in the post-Deshaun Watson world. Where do we go from what happens? Is this?
Nothing happens.
Yeah, and I do wonder, like, fans, how big a deal do fans see this situation? And we're going to ask people in about 15 minutes, 410-583-1057, is your reaction to this whole situation?
Well, I mean, I think there's kind of like some whataboutism going on here. Like, I can remember us talking about it in real time quite a bit and pointing out how it wasn't passing my smell test and the reporting I was doing and the things that these owners were saying. This is one of the best players on the planet available, and everyone's crawling out of the woodwork to say that we're not interested in them and giving all kinds of crazy reasons why they're not interested in them, when the easiest thing to say publicly or privately is, hey, we're going to explore all our options. Like, he wasn't even getting... We're going to keep an open mind and explore all options at the quarterback position between now and the draft. Like, he was getting people preemptive strikes about already laying the case for why they didn't need him. And in real time, I'm saying collusion, 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 collusion. And I didn't hear a whole lot of other people saying it, or I don't recall many in the mainstream media propagating that. They were buying the BS that these teams were selling. We would bring them on from all the different teams that needed quarterbacks, and media people I respect.
Yeah, we had the guy from Atlanta. Was like,
Jeff Schultz, who's been a columnist down there forever and was nobody's fool, are just sort of willingly spewing the pablum that their billionaires and their multimillionaire team presidents were spewing to them. And it really, to me, distills down to, remember the reaction by most people when they decided not to put the exclusive tag on him, mm-hmm. which was, well, who cares about the couple of extra $1 million? Why would you ever risk letting him hit the market? Far lesser free agents, potential free agents on the franchise tag all the time at less crucial positions will get the exclusive tag. That was put in for a reason, to restrict trade. Why would they not do that unless they knew that this is about breaking this kid and trying to break the union? It's not about us having to fear losing our best player and maybe the best player in franchise history. And I say that as someone who, Ed Reed's my favorite player of all time. But why would you risk that if you didn't already know that these guys are stuck in? No one's going to give him a fully guaranteed contract. They want him to have to grovel and go back to the Ravens so that it can suppress salaries for all of us. Like, just common sense. Econ 101. Right? We would go back all the time. Cost-benefit analysis. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that they, the Ravens, would put out there is, well, we want him to see what his market is so that, you know, that can help edify him since he doesn't have an agent. Well, that's really easy to do if you've already had a management council meeting with one member from each club, which is high-ranking members, team presidents, right, and owners are the only people allowed in the room when they do this stuff, and they basically all agreed that, yeah, this kid's going to suffer for the sins of the Browns paying Watson what they paid him. That's why you'd be willing to do it.
Well, that's the sole reason why they were willing to do it, and no team reaching out, but... I still, even with all of this, even with the management council advising, like, to not have one team, one owner go rogue because of the talent of the player.
No, because Haslam went rogue. That's why.
No, I know, but I'm saying an additional one. Like, Haslam was the guy to go rogue, but when you're talking about a player of Lamar Jackson's caliber, like, that's the one you bend for. And Atlanta and Arthur Blank is always the team that sticks out the most for me, because they had the second most cap space in all of football that year. Michael Vick was just there 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He would have dominated that city. He would have been an icon. Well,
they drafted all these receivers who weren't getting the ball. They had no face of the franchise. Like, yes. People aren't running around buying Kyle Pitts jerseys if Kyle Pitts never sees the football. Like, I mean, think about baseball. Could you imagine if Juan Soto never got an offer and had to go back with his tail between his legs to the Yankees? Could you imagine that? Like, that's impossible. But
well, they have collusion in baseball once.
Yes, but
they
did. It actually got proven. But like that, this isn't about winning. This isn't about the best of the and the brightest. This isn't about giving our fans the best product possible. This is about free trade restriction. This is about suppression of salary. This is about precedent. Think about that. Like, this is better than Juan Soto because all Juan Soto does is hit the ball. He's terrible in right field. He doesn't play a premium position. But 25 years old, right? Imagine if Juan Soto sat on the market for 3 weeks and no one called Scott Boras to find out how much it would cost to sign him. Because that happened in the NFL, only it's better than Juan Soto.
But it also happened in baseball years ago, and that's why they had
yes, to open in the 80s. I'm not talking about that, though. Like, and this is not baseball. This is the NFL where they don't opt out of TV deals because they're screwed and all their local RSLs are crumbling. They opt out of TV deals because they're doing so much better than they even thought that they were going to be doing that we want to open it back up.
Yeah, like add another game.
They have a commissioner who openly states we want to go $25 billion in revenue. That's where they are. Yet no one had time to make a phone call to Lamar Jackson to give him $50 million a year to be their quarterback.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think it's a huge story. I think it's, again, it's not surprising because if you listen to this day, I was telling you what's going on in real time. But to be brazen enough, not just to collude, but to have, they didn't even think for the sake of appearances, let's draw straws and have some idiot. Yeah, like, let's just make, hey, Ross, hey, Ross, you got caught on a yacht with Tom Brady, right? You got caught, how about taking one for the team and at least set up a meeting? Could you blow a week? Could you blow 6 hours on Lamar? You're already down there, right? Could you at least wine him, dine him, and then say you didn't like the kid and put that out through the media? They didn't even think they needed to do that.
No.
Like the sheer audacity of this. Again, how big of a story would it have been in today's age with social media and with what's going on in baseball if, like, Juan Soto's out there and the Dodgers never called and the Cubs never called and the Mets never called, so and he went back to the Yankees.
So then let me answer your question with a question. Why isn't this a bigger story then?
People don't have an attention span. It's not immediate.
Is it because
it's not,
two
I guess
years
to them it's
passed?
Not sexy. I don't know. But again, I was coming on the show telling you he wants a fully guaranteed deal. Yeah. I was telling you he's turning down stuff and he's turning it down quickly. And like there is a philosophical chasm between these sides and this is not going to get done quickly. And the kid had to he was pretty much a kid then, had to go public with a trade demand to even get this thing spun around to a point where he could start to get the kind of offers remotely close to what it was going to take to get it done.
But then again, that part of it's amusing too, because then according to the text messages, Eric says, well, who would you like to be traded to? And he never responded.
But it's also not his job.
But he's the agent. So like
it's not the agent's job.
Well, if he wants to be traded, he's trying to help him out. Who would you like to be traded to? You can answer the question.
Or you could tell him to go to hell.
He could. He didn't do that either.
Well, I would say this is kind of that. Or he could have said, well, why don't you ask the billionaire who said I'm not worth his money? Why don't you ask him where
he could have said that too? He could have said that.
I mean, I'm not going to infer too much into that. Like, Lamar Jackson's like,
he said his microphone didn't work.
He wanted to get paid. His tactics ultimately got him paid. But it happened in such a backwards, awkward, like, like nothing makes common sense about this whole episode. Like none of it adds up. It only adds up to what, again, now the special master, because he's never going to put in writing, hell yeah, these guys colluded, especially when the NFLPA isn't really fighting for it anymore. But like, he's saying they set the stage for collusion, but I can't prove that they acted on it. The fact that this team didn't think they needed to put a restricted, any, they didn't restrict his trade, tells you they knew.
I still don't understand, even with the J.C. Treader, Russell Wilson of it all, I still don't understand why the NFLPA is not just blasting this out and just railroading.
I don't think the guy
NFL.
In charge there now has any clue of
geez,
what exactly is year. Going on. I don't, and they've lost key personnel in huge and really important departments like the CBA, like salary cap, like overseeing agents. Like, I mean, there's so much institutional knowledge that's left that building and taken buyouts because they don't buy the vision of this guy. So it's an abyss right now, and the NFL is taking advantage of it. And you're right. That's part of the reason it's not that big of a deal is these yes. are supposed to be the cops and robbers, and they're not. They're aligned way more than you'd think. I mean, so, yeah, who's pushing it? Some people in the media?
We're going to talk to Mike Florio about this at 4:30 as him and Pablo Torre broke this story. But coming up next, we'll hear from the people, 410-583-1057. This story has not been the big deal that it seems like it should have been. You, Ravens fans, 410-583-1057. Is this a big deal to you? Your thoughts? Lamar Jackson, hey, got screwed. The league colluded, cost him some money in his pocket. How do you feel about it? 410-583-1057.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.